Welcome to the Buck Studio on a Monday for the midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. We'll have some live music as promised, and it's going to be coming from two participants in the ongoing Green Lake Festival of Music, musical phenomenon of some vintage now that is taking place in June, July, and August in Green Lake, and bringing in performers from many places to perform a lot of wonderful music, and we're going to get a little bit of a sample of it here in the next half hour. Our quiz question, by the way, is going to come in probably closer to 12:35 or so, but it's an easy one, so you know you'll be able to get in and have a crack at winning another great prize. My guests are Zachary Prusel, cello, and Catherine Peterson, piano, and they have three works on hand for us, the first of which involves just cello, because it's the work of Bach, and welcome to the midday, Zachary.
Well, thank you, Norman. It's great to be here, and we're looking forward to being up in Green Lake later on this afternoon. Never been there before. I understand it's beautiful. And what we're doing is actually a children's concert.
What fun.
What's that?
What fun. What are you playing?
What fun. Yeah, well, we're playing some of this, and we're playing a few other pieces, Swan, Cassato, but only so much time today. So we're starting with the first movement of the Suite No. 1 of J.S. Bach. Definitely not an unfamiliar piece for most of us. What I find interesting about it is its timelessness, basically. Because even though it was written 300 years ago, you still hear it today in a lot of different contexts, including like a State Farm insurance commercial.
Oh, or... did you have to say that? you're not getting paid for that, are you?
Oh, yeah, no, this is not State Farm sponsored.
Okay.
But in any case, it's just very uplifting and bucolic and a great way to start the afternoon.
Okay, so and this is the prelude from the first of the six Bach suites for unaccompanied cello. That's just the beginning, but a sample of the genius of Johann Sebastian Bach from those unaccompanied cello suites. The prelude played by my guest for the midday today, one of the two of my guests, that was Zachary Prusel. And Prusel is a name that's turned up before in music circles.
Yeah, there's a few of us.
Uh-huh. What about this family?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have time to go into the whole legacy, but basically my grandparents met at the Eastman School of Music. Actually, all four of my grandparents did.
Wow.
And my parents met there. And they both ended up coming from musical families of their own. And I actually went to Eastman for my master's, but I met no one. So the charm must have worn off. But now I'm here in Madison, so there's still hope. In any case,
it's a good place.
It is. But basically, I have relatives who are in professional orchestras and who are Suzuki teachers, but we all kind of do our own thing. And, what's cool about being in a musical family is that everybody sort of understands each other on a higher level. And that's not something a lot of people get to experience. So I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, so you probably almost have your own language.
Yeah, in a way. Well, I mean, sometimes it'll be like we're out for a walk, like, oh, let's pick up the tempo. You
know? Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but I can see that would apply also. Next on our set of pieces, we have a fantasy, which is a good title from the Romantics, although it was used, in Bach's time, too. But it meant something, I think, maybe a little different. And Catherine, what does the fantasy mean to you in the context of Schumann?
Well, the fantasy pieces are kind of like fairy tales. They're very whimsical. They're almost a little bit childlike, and you feel at the beginning like you start in this dark forest, and then you end up making this journey out of the forest into a place where you can be playful. And by the time we get to the last movement, I imagine a child running around with a stick just banging into things because they're so happy, as children often do.
Is this going to be part of your children's concert?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Otherwise, you'd be missing a bet. So this is one of the fantasy pieces. He also did write pieces that he called fairy tales. And one of the fantasy pieces of Robert Schumann with Zachary Prusel and Catherine Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo. And if anything had that quintessential Schumann sound, it would be those three fantasy pieces, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would certainly.
Yeah, that's pure Schumann provided live in our Buck studio today by my guests, both of them, among many other things, participants in the ongoing Green Lake Festival of Music, and they are cellist Zachary Prussell and pianist Catherine Peterson. And as I mentioned earlier, our quiz question is going to be closer to about 12:37 or so today. But you'll have a good shot at it if you are patient. And we have a nice prize going out to somebody today, too. And now, Catherine, how did you get involved with this Green Lake Festival of Music?
Well, actually, Zachary contacted me to do this. We know each other from longer back than I'm willing to admit.
Well, not that far back.
Well, it's been a while.
Undergrad.
Yeah, we went to the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston together, and we ended up playing quite a bit together when we were there. And then I went off to other things, and Zach went off to other things, and then about a year ago, we realized we were both in the Midwest, and so we thought, hey, we'll start playing together again.
And it worked.
It did. Yeah, I hope so.
Very nicely, to our benefit, I must say. You don't hear too often when you hear about, Edvard Grieg, the first thing you don't think of, or not the first thing you think of, is a cello sonata. And what about...
Ah, but it's one of the best.
Well, I mean, everything he did was great, but of course you hear about the lyric pieces, the piano concerto, you know, Peer Gynt and all that.
Let's be honest, the cello sonata is the piano concerto.
I agree with her. We discussed this in the car.
Oh, I can't wait under those circumstances to hear this relatively unfamiliar piece. We'll be hearing the finale from it. Mm-hmm. And what's going on in the finale? Is it more lyric pieces? Is it more gnomes dancing around? Or what are we going to hear?
Well, we decided there's definitely trolls.
Definitely trolls. Well, so, you know, you're in...
We did some Wikipedia-ing, if that's an actual participle. And it turns out that Grieg actually believed trolls existed, you know, Norse mythology. And so he asked to be buried in a cliff, like way up above the ground so the trolls wouldn't get him.
So he also carried a rubber frog in his pocket.
Was it rubber or was it an actual frog?
Well, I hope it was rubber.
He used to rub it for good luck before concerts.
Yes,
right?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, and interesting. They called him the Little Viking. He stood about 5'1", I think.
Yeah.
And was certainly full of music, though.
That's for sure.
Now, I think what really defines Grieg are his melodies. You know, it's just so
true.
Reminiscent of the Scandinavian folk songs and just the land from which he came. And I feel like it's like the perfect piece to play in the summer. Like whenever I'm playing Grieg, like I just picture like bright sunny skies and rolling meadows and the fjords of Norway.
Boy, you couldn't be more graphic than that as we get into this finale from the cello sonata by Edvard Grieg. Thank you.
Thank you.
Zachary Prusel, cello, and Catherine Peterson, piano, with the finale of the cello sonata by Edvard Grieg. Are you going to be playing the whole thing during the festival?
Oh, we'll just have time for one movement. We'd like to play the whole thing.
Well, but maybe next time. Next time.
Okay. Next time. Hopefully it'll be a next time.
Yeah. Both of them will be performing during the Green Lake Festival of Music, which takes place through much of the summer, June into August of 2018 in Green Lake, Wisconsin.